This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You got Marcos.
That's not
right.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos.
They don't want it.
They don't want it.
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the sides with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side fly. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning! Good morning, Leroy. How the heck are you? How was your weekend, buddy?
It was okay.
Alright.
I mean, it was, you know, just a regular weekend, nothing
okay,
crazy.
So you didn't catch any of the All-Star shenanigans by any chance?
I did. Okay. I saw Tyler win the three-point contest.
Absolutely. Did it for the Heat. Let's go. Fifth time
I
in team history.
What might be the greatest stretch of dunk contest performances I have seen.
Okay, okay.
And a guy who can't even get some consistent time in the NBA.
Yeah, very little.
He's like that football player, right?
Yeah.
That football player says he has all the tools. He's fast. He's big. He's strong. Can't play a lick of football.
Cannot. We call that the what's the guy who we drafted here? Was it Deion Jordan?
Deion Jordan.
Oh, the yep. Deion Jordan. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so yes, obviously All-Star Weekend was a lot of headlines came out of there. The CP3 and Wemby cheating. Did you see any of that? So you know the skills challenge at the beginning takes place with groups from each team, duos. They throw the ball through the hoop and then they take three shots. They go through the little obstacle course, same as usual. Well, apparently, Wemby and CP3 thought that if we're focusing on just time, we can just go to the shot rack and just throw the ball. Essentially, they didn't even shoot it. They just kind of threw it at the rim so that it kind of, they got it done as quick as possible. Because whether or not you made them or missed them, it was just three shots. So in their brain, if they just focused on the passing portion, ran the course, and then just threw the ball at the rim, that they would get the quickest time and therefore advance. which, you know, is correct in their logic, because they did have one of the quicker times and would have advanced. But the crowd was not having it, dude. Everyone there started booing. They started booing the product. They booed the entire time. And even I saw Donovan Mitchell putting like a thumbs down, and eventually they were disqualified. They were disqualified, and they weren't allowed to advance. And it was justice served. And you got to know CP3 was behind this. You got to know this is
Chris Wiley Vet.
Of course, man. This is definitely right up his alley for sure. They're saying that Wemby was the one who came up with the idea, but I don't know.
Oh, because you know if it was Chris Paul.
Oh, I'm right? telling you.
Like, and double booze.
Absolutely.
But that McClung.
Yeah, the dunk contest. Well, so that was four straight 50s, and if I'm not mistaken, last year he had four straight 50s.
Yeah, but when he jumped over the car, grabbed the basketball and dunked, that wasn't. And listen, he had a dunk where he jumped over a dude, grabbed the ball, tapped the rim, then dunked.
Yeah,
and he said, run it back. Y'all didn't see
you didn't see it. And you know, he's right. I didn't see it. I didn't see it. I was like, I mean, that was a good dunk. But like you said, he just jumped over a car.
Did he jump over a man and tap the ball on the rim first? I'm like, goodness gracious.
Didn't he have another one where he dunked two balls where like one was What was
he caught an alley-oop and then... Yeah. Like, it was crazy.
Wow, that was crazy. That was crazy. You remember the Blake Griffin dunk over the Kia, right?
That was different. That was just a jump. And
over the hood of the car. That was, this guy jumped over the car.
Grabbed the ball from the guy and then dunked.
So what's the solution now, Leroy? Like, where do we go from here? He's the first ever three-peat. And
it looks like he'll do it till he can't jump no more.
I mean, he's making more money on these dunk contests than he is in his player salary, if I'm not mistaken. Right. It's three times as much. So there's no reason for him to stop. But
they got
to
keep inviting him back.
Absolutely. I mean, I would. He's single-handed.
Because it's very entertaining.
But where do we go for, like, we've seen it three times in a row. The fourth time, are we going to be like, all right, this is amazing? Or are we going to be like, can someone compete with this guy? Can we get some competition? Because, you know, I think he's great, but what I would love to see Ja Morant out there. I would love to see what Zion can do.
That's again, we want to see the stars do trivial stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not holding it against anybody for not doing it. And I think that's where people get off. They want to see the names do it, but just because you can dunk don't mean you can dunk like that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm more than sure that like a lot of these guys, Ja Morant, are seeing these guys jump over cars and stuff thinking, what am I going to have to do to, you know, compete with this? I ain't put myself out there like that, making $40-50 million a year.
Yeah. No, I mean, I can understand. And I've never held it against even LeBron. You know, everybody wanted LeBron to do
LeBron's
it.
Yeah, but LeBron's a dunker, but he ain't no...
creative, weird.
Right, exactly. He just big. That's why it always looks cooler when a shorter guy dunks.
Well, that's true. And I mean, he is going to be significantly shorter than any of the other people who choose to... Mm-hmm. But did you see that there was a little tweet out there? You know, it could be something, could be nothing kind of vibe. Where Ja Morant tweeted out Zach and AG, referring to Aaron Gordon, the heated matchup that they had, and he just kind of put the eye emoji there, and then Zach LaVine responded, said, "Thinking I might have to again." So Zach LaVine potentially teasing a return. You don't think you can do it?
Yep. Well, here's the problem. His ass been hurt recently.
For a long time.
And missing basketball, right.
Yeah.
You think, where is he now? He got traded to, is this Sacramento?
Yeah, he just got traded. Yeah, I believe he's in Sacramento now. Yep, he's a king.
Okay. You think Sacramento want to see him in the dunk contest? Because Chicago definitely didn't want to see him. He wasn't even healthy.
Yeah. But like you see that there's
that would
like,
be that would be like if Jimmy Butler went out and won the 3-point contest. We like we couldn't get none of that.
Don't even get me started with that guy. I can't escape him for 1 weekend. I can't escape that guy, dude. Of course, his hubby, his new man crush Monday, Draymond Green, had some glowing words about him that we'll discuss in a little bit later in the show. So, like you mentioned, Mac McClung put on a great performance. CP3 and Wemby cheated. And
I like the format
of the All-Star game. I was going to ask you about that. You like it. Okay. So there was a stat.
I think they need to do it. U.S.
Yeah.
And Europe.
Yeah. That's going to be, because even though we had, you know, Candace Parker.
Or Europe and Canada.
Yeah.
That'd make
just international.
International.
Versus.
So you could do, because Canada can make a team by themselves.
Oh, yeah, they have a team.
So you
they
go really Canada, U.S., the Rising Stars, and then Europe. Or call them the international team.
Yeah, I think.
And split them up like that.
There was a stat that I'm looking for that I remember where.
Because seeing what I tell you what, it's pretty amazing seeing Dame and Steph on the same team and KD.
No, it really is. That's the best part about Olympic basketball is seeing the Avengers right. come together.
Right.
But yesterday, this is something that, you know, I felt this as I was watching it. The commercial breaks. And, you know, everything that wasn't basketball took about 2 hours and 26 minutes of the entire broadcast. And the actual basketball itself was about 33 minutes of the broadcast. So of the 3 hours.
Well, part of the problem is this.
Yeah.
You want to give those guys a lot of breaks.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So keep in mind, it's an all-star game. You're playing, what do they end up playing? 3 games?
Yeah.
And it's to 40. So you don't really have a whole bunch of breaks when there's no clock.
But
so
it's like, at the end of the day, like, you know, you wanted to increase competition, and maybe you did, but, you know, it's like we got 33 minutes of basketball in a 3-hour experience. And
I mean, that's because there's no time clock, and yeah, going to 40, if they were playing a quarter, there would be more breaks within that quarter.
Yeah.
But they play a lot of continuous basketball.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
The format lended to that, right? And then you have to figure in between games when they go to all, you know, back to, who was it? It was Jalen Rose and that crew.
Yeah.
When you go back up to them, then they have breaks, which they wouldn't have been. So what if they said, okay, in between each game, we're going to have a 30-minute break. Right?
Yeah.
So then they go back and forth to the guys, and then they have commercials, and then you play the game. But if you do it that way, where it's 33, I mean, like football's that way too.
I feel like the Super
Bowl. You don't realize how many commercials, you know, think about Super Bowl. Like game versus commercials and setup time. Hell, the pregame was longer than the game.
That's what I felt about this. I was like, this introduction, because, you know, you have the long introduction anyway. Now you're introducing 4 teams. Like, oh
right. So,
take forever.
I think they do it, well, because you got to be introduced as an all-star.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm more than sure the Rising Stars want to be, you know, they want their shine too. But, yeah, like, I didn't.
So
I knew it was.
You said you liked the format. Breaks, what did you like about the format then?
Just the fact that you're basically trying to put these players in competition mode. Yeah. When you play East against West, all they doing is alley-oops. I don't even think they know what the damn score is.
Correct.
Until they get to like 3 minutes left to go in the game.
Yeah.
But this way, you have to play a little defense because you don't want the other team get going. So somebody get two or three buckets in a row and the score is like 12-6, they're going to pick up their defense. In the All-Star game, that's not going to happen. So you're going to get a little bit more of that, right? You're still going to get the same All-Star, the dunks, the 3 points, the pulling up from the logo. You're still going to get that stuff. But there's a target score. So everybody is still competing for that target score. So you've basically created a competition at All-Star Week. It might not be, you know, NBA Finals worthy.
Yeah.
But you did find a way, because you notice how the defense picked up when it got around 30.
Yeah, for
you
sure.
You would never get that in an All-Star game to the last 3 or 4 minutes.
I think you haven't gotten that, but I think there's potentially another way where you could keep the old East versus West format but increase competition. I think there's two possible ways. One of them is a more obvious way that we saw with the in-season tournament, and it's going to cost the league some money, but it'll increase the product, and you got to start dropping incentives into that. For example, you keep the other team to less than 120 points, that's an extra $150,000, you know, something like that.
Because you also don't want them out there playing so intense that somebody could get hurt. See, there's a fine line.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I said they created competition with these short games and, you know, this round robin.
So not right, if, or then, not if money, but then if money was the first option, money's like always going to be easy.
No, give but how money, much? What is $150,000 to play hard going to do for a guy that during the regular season make $40-50 million?
Yeah, it makes more sense in the in season tournament because everyone gets it, and not even, you know, these are all stars; they all make good money. So
right.
Maybe money won't be the best, but now this is something that they'll covet. Baseball used to do this with their all-star game. If the East wins, the East hosts, you know, they get 4 games in the finals. If the West wins, they get 4 games in the finals.
No, I like the way they do it. Best record in the NBA.
That makes the most sense, which is why they adapted to it. But this would bring competition to the All-Star game.
You have to reward the team that puts in the work all year.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that means something. That means something. Throughout the 82 games, you got the best record in the NBA. You deserve home court.
Does mean something in the NFL. In the NFL, they say, who cares if you had a better record than the other team? We're going to New Orleans.
Well, it's just the system they have in place. Like, you can't keep in mind, in Detroit, you had a team that was 15-2 and another team that was 14-3, yeah. And one had to travel all over the world to play football.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate that your top two teams, think about this, your top two teams in your division had 29 wins between them. That ain't never happened.
Hmm.
So we're using this example as in any other year, 14 wins. You probably getting a bye. You probably, you know, hosting, but you didn't even win your division.
Yeah.
So, like, there's nothing you can do about that. There really isn't. But I just like the fact that you could see once it got around 30, everybody started getting a little more intense. Not playoff intense, but
yeah.
They picked up their defense. And so from that standpoint, I think that's all you can ask, because there were, what, 3 games?
Yep.
And all 3 games, they played more defense than they played in the last 4 years of the All-Star game.
What about
simply
the,
because there's that target.
What about the international? If they went back to the normal format, 4 quarters, whatever case may be, but the international versus United States thing, do you think that would bring the competition necessary, or do you think they'd still be alley-ooping it up?
I still think they'd be alley-ooping it up. I just think that it's an all-star game, and it's you know, kind of, you want to see that. If they were like running plays and you know picking rolls and stuff like that, you'd be like, right? Because you see the alley oops, the crazy, you know, you see all that
half
stuff.
Half court shots.
Yeah.
Far threes.
So you want like
Joker throwing alley to Wembanyama. That was great.
I don't want it to be too lax, but I do want them to have fun. And I want to see that fun. I want to see, you know, the interaction instead of fights. Instead of, you know. So there's a level of basketball that's just, you know, below that we gonna shut them down to 90, yeah, and we gonna let them score 150. So, yeah, I think that's definitely, I think that's better because you getting, again, once it gets 30, both teams crank it up a little bit. You only get that once a game in the regular All-Star game. But man, and sometimes one team's way out of it.
Three game tournament. It's just too much. Just too much different
ways. Really, probably the same amount of basketball just as a game.
Look, this team versus that team. The problem that we're.
And then think about this. Let's think about it one step farther.
Yeah.
When you do that OG format, there's a lot of guys ain't getting a bunch of minutes.
Yeah.
But in this format, everybody playing a substantial amount of time. So you get to see all your stars.
I'm okay if I get a little less Jaren Jackson Jr. I'm fine with that. I'm good with that. But anyway, when we come back, we got 15 minutes of Heat. I know you guys are locking in right now, probably wondering how late is Tobin. Well, he's very late. He'll be actually so late he won't be in today. The show pony decided to take the day off, so Leroy is holding things down here. I got Jay Fig in the background, Frog Boy in the driver's seat, which means, you know, we got some different games today, Leroy. I got some stuff that's pretty interesting for you
today.
You know, it's not the dog days of summer, but it's that weird point where there's like no basketball, there's no football. We got a little bit of hockey to talk about, but anyway.
Yeah, but even hockey is off. We're talking about the Four Nations.
Exactly. We got some all-star stuff, some all-star scuffles to discuss. That and much more on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Minutes of heat right here for you. No better way to celebrate 15 minutes of heat.
Somebody got a bone to pick with Tobin.
Really? Why?
Timbo Slice said, Tobin, the only person to take time off and still post 2 hours of content on YouTube.
Very strange. Very strange choice on his end. Don't understand why he wouldn't do it here. But maybe he already had it. He on that
Jimmy Butler.
Yeah. You know what? As a guy who also be on my Jimmy Butler. No, I can't. I guess I can't complain. But like we mentioned, Tyler Hero was the beneficiary of some choke jobs by a couple other competitors during this Saturday's three-point contest. You saw that live by any chance, Leroy?
Yeah, I did. I think he had one of the advantages of going first.
Yeah.
When you don't know what the number is. Sometimes right. When you have a number to chase, it makes it even tougher.
Yeah, no, that is definitely true. That is definitely true. And he knew that he left.
He knew that all those guys that were shooting, he knows how good they are.
For sure.
Right? But
yeah.
It's something about, like I always say this in football, I don't care how good your offense is. When you're put into a position where you have to score, it changes what you do mentally.
Yep. Very true. Tyler Hero took home the trophy by 1 point. Buddy Hield was coming back on that last one. I was nervous. Yeah. That definitely had me nervous. Even him afterwards, I remember hearing him say on the broadcast, you know, they asked him, how does it feel to win? He said, I got lucky.
Yeah.
Which, you know, like, I appreciate this.
He knows how those guys can shoot.
Yeah, and he put up a, you know, a pretty decent 19 points in the first, but he also escaped by only 1 point because Dame Lillard had 18. So he knew that 19 points, again, wasn't going to cut it. He had to put up 24. Honestly, nothing else would have been enough. We have some cuts from Tyler Hero afterwards. One of the cool things about being in this environment is being able to be around the GOATs. One of those GOATs being Steph Curry, of course. Steph Curry actually congratulated Tyler. This is what our baby GOAT had to say.
Steph there, obviously I'm a big fan of him since I was you know, 12, 13 years old. And then tonight I talked to him a little bit. He congratulated me, and it means a lot. He's a great, great person and a great player.
That's cool. You win a three-point contest. Steph Curry's like, good job, kid. Like, what else do you need at that point?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people, I know how old school people think, go ahead on and take that award. You know you wasn't getting close to that if I was.
Of course. That's like the Larry Bird mentality, of course. Yeah. Like the old school, like you said, the old school mentality. But look, you were a fan of Jim Brown, right? And you got to hang out with him the first time.
Yeah.
He was probably
in a different capacity, though. It wasn't a guy that was playing while I was playing.
Yeah, true.
I would say, and so the closest thing to that is Clay Matthews, Sr.
Sr., yeah.
And Ozzie Newsome, their first years in the league, I was 8 years old. And I ended up playing with them.
Wow.
So that's, you know, but it's a little bit different in that if you're 7 foot at age 18,
yeah,
you're still good. You can still compete against, even though they may have moves, be a little bit bigger, a little more football ready, you still, if you can shoot the ball, you can shoot the ball and go right into the NBA and be able to shoot the ball.
Yeah.
But in football, unlike a lot of other sports, you will never have to go against like somebody who's 10 years older than you. So my first year in the league, I was 21.
Yeah.
Think about it. There's guys 34, 35 years old.
That's grown man strength.
Grown men, right. Exactly. So that makes it a little bit different.
Yeah.
Because guess what? LeBron came into the league at 18.
Dominating.
It happens in baseball. It happens in hockey. That would never happen in football. You can't take a kid 18, 19 years old. He ain't got his man body yet.
Yeah. I mean, that's because football is the most reliant on physicality. You know, there's a lot of skill to it, but it's the most reliant on physicality.
It's more combative than all the other sports.
For sure.
So where, you know, you already dealing with sizes that you've never dealt with.
Yep.
I mean, the biggest linebacker I may have faced was 240, right?
Yeah.
I remember I got to Cleveland, and we had to play the Pittsburgh Steelers, and their middle linebacker was 290. And could run.
And could run. Nah, that's crazy.
Yep.
That's wild.
And so you like
a downhill 290 is absurd.
Yes. No, I remember one time I ran a seam route and I looked to my right and I'm like, this the nose tackle chasing me and I can't get away.
Yeah, no, it's rough. Rough.
NFL is more combative than the NHL.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. Every play, no matter what, every play, that offensive line and that defensive line, every single play are going to war.
Right.
Every single play.
You can go, listen, in hockey, you can go a game without, there's certain guys that don't really have to deal with the physicality, right? You might get hit a couple times into the boards. Okay. I was a running back. I got hit on every play.
Every single play.
Every play.
Whether or not the ball is coming to you, whether or not there's just violence on every
There's just violence all over the field. And one of the reasons why offensive linemen can play so long is their collisions are closer.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
So you ain't like, all my collisions are me going full speed and the defender going full speed to tackle me.
Yeah, or you trying to block someone,
right.
It's just nasty.
Right, so it's crazy. So as they told me, got the bubble guts.
Speaking of the bubble guts of the Miami Heat, we got more from Tyler Hero here. He mentioned, speaking of all those goats, how he linked up with D Wade, who was in attendance to watch him win the crown.
Bit of both. It was, you know, at his Spades event, I pulled up to his Spades event, I brought the trophy, and then we had a little moment on stage, so it was cool.
Yeah, he had a little Spades event out there. You know how to play Spades, Leroy?
Do I know how to play Spades?
I'm just saying. Listen, you say no. That's
like a damn, that's on, a rite of passage in my neighborhood.
What do you think? What gets slammed harder, Spades or dominoes?
Dominoes, because you got the hand.
Mm-mm.
Boom. Boom. You hit, you know, you slam. Boom. Yeah. But, you know, you can only slam. You can only slam the cards. They ain't doing nothing.
True.
I want you to feel it.
We got some more from Tyler Hero here. He seems to be on my side in regards to feeling like it wasn't enough time. This is him on the All-Star format.
For real, yeah. Like I said, it was a short, quick burst. Honestly, it was broke like a not even a half sweat. But it was a great experience all weekend just to be here from Friday to Sunday night. Just super grateful to be here and, you know, it was the first time this format, you know, was brought upon us, and it is what it is.
He goes on to say he prefers the East versus West.
It was my first experience, so it is what it is. It was a short, quick burst, I feel like. I still would like the East versus West setup or format better.
I get, but see, here's the problem. If you go East versus West and basketball is and one tape for an hour, then that's no good either. See, this way you trick them into being competitive, because if you're competitive, you ain't going to let yourself get blowed out in a race to 40.
Yeah.
So even though you may not be breaking a sweat, you are still more competitive than you would be East versus West. So I understand what they tried to do. I really do. But East versus West, and then think about this. Look, I don't want to throw no shade on nobody, right? But Tyler's the new guy. How much was he gonna play?
For sure.
If everybody on the East was playing. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I like it from this standpoint. The reason why I like it from this standpoint is if you're a team and one of your players makes the All-Star game, they all going to play a substantial amount of time. Tyler probably played more time than he would have if, you know what I mean, if they were East versus West.
Yeah, that's safe to say for sure, because if you do want to make it most competitive, it's almost like the Olympic team, where some people are Olympians, all-stars, but don't really see the court, because you got to put your best guys out there.
Right. Well, that's like, what's the old boy from Indiana? Didn't play at all.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Pascal Siakam?
No, not Pascal Siakam.
Oh, are you talking about the Olympics? Dude. In the Olympics, you're talking about. With a weird shot. I forgot his name.
Right? Yeah,
his
name. But remember, he put on Instagram Halliburton.
There it is.
Thanks, Wade. He said, "Look, I got a ring and I ain't do nothing."
Just put my name.
But he put it in perspective, though. Yeah. You know what I mean?
For sure.
So, I get it. And I think some people, I mean, Ricardo says it made no sense.
Everyone used to get me into nonsense. He still would have played. Yeah, they probably would have plugged him in for sure. Like a couple of
minutes. Yeah, at some point. But
not the way that he got minutes yesterday, because it was four different teams. So he had an opportunity to play.
Right, exactly.
When we come back, there was some other all-star shenanigans going on. This time in the hockey realm, we got four nations fisticuffs, dude.
Oh, my God.
Four nations.
First of all, they start singing the national anthems, right? So I say, you know what? Go get me something to drink, a little snack, get ready for this first period.
Yep.
Right? I get back. The game started. They fighting. Whoa. I'm like, what happened?
Three fights, 9 seconds, dude.
Yep.
Yeah, we're gonna be talking hockey.
And I know for a fact.
Yep.
There was a Kachuk involved.
Oh, isn't there always a Kachuk involved? We got that and much more on the Tobin and Leroy Show. Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. This is Road to Repeat, which is sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of your
Florida Panthers.
Leroy.
What's up?
We got some Four Nations fisticuffs, dude.
I saw it.
Four Nations fisticuffs. The sentence that will be used to forever describe this moment, in my opinion, is probably going to be 3 fights, 9 seconds. 3 fights in 9 seconds between USA and Canada. And of course, is there any question who was front and center for fight number one?
Nope.
Is there any question? This guy was talking about waiting for this fight, or I'm sorry, waiting for this this matchup, this USA-Canada matchup, for 9 years. And how many times has Matthew Tkachuk mentioned how much he really, really dislikes Canada? And the first opportunity.
He better hope his brother don't get booed up there.
His brother was in some fisticuffs as well. I was kind of sad about that one, though, because that was against one of our boys. That was against, if I'm not mistaken, Bennett. Sam Bennett.
Yep.
So that one hurt me a little bit. I'm not going to lie to you. That one hurt me a little bit.
I mean, what about Tkachuk taking out Miko?
Yeah, but it's Tkachuk. I mean, you know? He's always going to do that.
It's almost like he's going to get, what are we doing? We fight? You want to get it out of the way? All right.
That's so great, though, dude. That really is so great. I got some video right here of Matthew Tkachuk talking to. This is part of the reason why you love this man. This is him talking to the referees after the fights and just, you know, being Matthew Tkachuk.
What's up? Hey, Brady, how we doing?
That was pretty cool, eh?
Holy, what a third, man. That's unreal.
Like that?
No, that's not real.
It just happened so organically,
right
before. Pretty cool.
Hockey is a different thing, dude.
Yeah, like
he's chatting up with the refs after 3 fights to start the game. It's like, hey, like that?
Here's the crazy. Pretty here's the cool. Crazy. Like, I don't think people realize that when you play a sport like that.
Yeah.
You do what you got to do to hold your own. But it's over when it's over. Now you concentrate on what you got to do.
I think that's what makes it so, like, and, you know, I'm not the guy who's like, men, women, whatever, I don't care. You know, we're all human beings at the end of the day. But that is one thing about men. Like, the right kind of man will have an issue with the person, scrap it out, and then be like, we've resolved our issues. Now we can move on.
We get in fights in practice all the time.
All the time.
Like, understand this. Linebackers and tight ends,
yeah.
DBs and wide receivers, whenever you have that inner squad practice, yeah. They're fighting.
Yeah.
Because they grab, they, you know, because there's officials, but they ain't going to call nothing.
Yep.
So if you're a wide receiver, you get mauled.
Absolutely.
And so finally, somebody get mad, fight. Linebackers and tight ends. Linebackers do not want to cover tight ends, right? So yeah. They grab them. Tight ends get upset. Because keep in mind, while all this is going on, your coach is yelling at you. Don't let him hold you like that.
Yeah. As if I'm right? supposed to, this man is
right. putting his hands but on that's, him. That's just the way it is. Like, yeah. I got in one fight. During a game, and it was a preseason game.
Leave.
I caught a pass. I went out of bounds, and the dude hit me 5 yards out of bounds.
Poof.
And I went into the bench, right? So I dropped the football, got up, and went after him, right? And so when I was done, I was like, hey, ref, I said, in the real world, I have every right to protect myself. But if I'm on this football field and you don't protect me, then I'm going to have to do it myself. And that was it. I've talked to referees like that a bunch of times. I remember one time, and I hated this. I scored a touchdown, and the linebacker was on top of me, and he got up and mushed me on the way up. So my face was all turned.
Yeah.
And, you know, they do it to running backs to try to, you know, break you.
Yep.
But it just pisses you off even more. So I go to the official after the touchdown. I hand him the ball. I said, this is now about the third time that they've gone after the play. I say, now, if you want this game to go this way, I can do it. But if it happens again, all hell going to break loose.
Fair.
Right?
Fair.
Like, I'm not – what am I – right. I didn't yell at him. I didn't, you know, but I just knew I went and got my offensive line gloves because the offensive line gloves had pads on the other side.
Flick.
Yeah. And I'm like, come at me again, bro.
Well,
that was it.
Other than
because
those,
I don't like they. Yeah, it's tough, man.
Other than those, first couple squabbles to start things off. There was
good hockey game.
Good. It was a good hockey game for sure. It was a good hockey game. They actually got on the board first, if I'm not mistaken. Connor McDavid got things started for them. So we were down, and it kind of was like, all right, the fights, and then now this, and you know, it wasn't until mid second, I believe, that we. With Dylan Larkin scored the go-ahead goal to put us up ahead, give us the first lead. And then
and I was, you know what I was thinking?
There. Yeah.
With all the hockey players I do know.
Yeah.
Right? Did you go, who's Dylan Larkin?
Yeah. which one is that one? Which one is that one?
Because most of the names are familiar on all the teams.
Yeah.
That was a name that got me.
For sure. But hey, I'll take it. I will take it.
Yeah.
But
it was a awesome, intense game with both teams getting a lot of opportunities, right? Yeah. Both of them playing hard, and the score was a lot closer than that 3-1 because they got an empty netter.
Absolutely. Now the final. There's actually one more game.
They're automatically in the final.
Yes. Monday's game.
The USA is automatically. Yeah.
Yeah, today's game, I think if I'm not mistaken, it's Canada and Finland? No, right? Sweden and the United States were playing now.
No. It's got to be Canada, Finland because U.S. plays Sweden on tomorrow.
Hmm. Okay. So then that would be for what, the third place, I guess?
Oh, it's two games today.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out. Is there a 1 p.m. game going on?
One starts at 1 o'clock.
Oh,
Canada, Finland.
Yeah, but then we have Sweden and the United States on tonight.
U.S. Sweden is tonight. This is the first day with two games.
Yeah, I'm very confused by this. I had no idea there was a 1 p.m. Game going on. Damn, hockey? Oh, because it's President's Day. Nice show.
Dude, like, first of all,
yeah.
Leave me alone, okay? Wow. Because you know damn well, if I had these questions, right? Yeah, they're all in Boston. I knew that much. Man. But if I asked those kind of questions to Tobin, he would get very mad at me.
He gets very aggressive.
And you sit here telling me nice show prep.
He gets very aggressive.
Very good. I do know the U.S. are already in the finals, so.
Well, it's two games today, like we just found out together as a family. You're lucky enough to catch a 1 p.m. matchup between losers Canada and Finland. And then 8 p.m. on TNT, Sweden, United States, for the belt. I don't know if it's for the belt, but
not for the championship.
Is Thursday.
The championship's Thursday, but I can't imagine. This is what's crazy about hockey.
I wouldn't even play this game.
You can't just sit your guys.
Yeah, true.
Because they do rotations. Everybody plays.
Hmm. Well, you know what? While these losers battle it out, me and my boys will have our skates up, enjoying the life. Because we're in the final already. We got that and much more on the Tobin and Leroy Show. Hour 2 coming up next.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.